Last fall, three lawmakers from both parties asked the 4th District Court of Appeals to throw out felony misconduct charges against them for alleged illegal campaign work. The case of Madison Senator Chuck Qual is the first case to be decided. Appeals Court justices rejected arguments that 4 of 19 charges against the former majority leader should be dismissed. Qual's attorney, James Olson, says they'll now try to convince the Supreme Court.
As far as these counts are concerned, we feel that we have significant issues which should be dealt with by the Supreme Court on the petition for review.
Olson contends that charges against Qual should be dismissed on several grounds. He argues the judicial branch can't tell the legislative branch what to do. He and other defense attorneys also claim state law is vague on what political activities could potentially land a lawmaker in jail. However, prosecutors convinced justices otherwise. Milwaukee Assistant DA David Fly says both the Senate's own rules and state law are clear on what's allowed, even if the consequences aren't spelled out.
It was the state's position throughout that a reasonable person in Senator Qual's position would have known that it was illegal to direct state resources to be used for private political campaigns.
Advocates of campaign finance reform think the appeal court's refusal to dismiss charges against Qual doesn't bode well for other lawmakers facing similar accusations. Jay Heck is with Common Cause.
I think that this argument that part of their duties as legislative leaders was to strategize the campaigns and to direct the campaign activities just really stretches credibility.
The other lawmakers with dismissal motions pending before the appeals court are Representatives Stephen Foti and Scott Jensen. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.